Whereas?
To end. Hang up.
It's actually sleeting.
Four.
Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Continuing our discussion from yesterday and the day before, the Aruch HaShulchan explains as follows. We learned a Tosfos yesterday, where Tosfos said that it's not a regular progression from mitzvah to mahadrin min a mahadrin, because the mahadrin said that everybody lights a menorah. Yeah, that means not everybody lights, sorry, that's the wrong way around. The Baal HaBayis lights a menorah according to the number of people. Agav, in brackets, what is the mala of communicating to the public how many people there are in the house? Yeah, we said the Mahadrin, yeah, the basic mitzvah is Ne'e. So there's a household here, so we have one candle. The Mahadrin will have one candle per person in the household. We spoke about the men and the ladies, because the ladies are also Mechuyev. What's the Pirsum in Nissa, yeah, of Hanukkah particularly? I understand, you light a candle, you walk past, you see it, oh, today's Hanukkah. I remember that's why there's a candle in the window, or there's a candle by the door. But what is the Pirsum in Nissa in informing the public how many people live in this household? Why does that make Hanukkah any better? Clearly, that is the pshat, yeah? It says, ne'er l'chol echot ve'echot. The Gemara says it clearly, that is the next stage up. But I'm communicating to the public, yeah, that there are 10 people living in this house. So what? Why does that make more pirsum and issa?
More visible.
What's more visible?
More candles.
No, we're saying ne'er l'chol echot ve'echot is enough.
So it doesn't have to be the same.
I'm saying when we come to the third stage, which is to tell, yeah, basically the mitzvah says there's a household. The Mahadrin says how many people there are in the household. The Mahadrin Mina Mahadrin also tells you which day of Hanukkah it is, because you're having a menorah and you're lighting up 1, 2, 3, 4. So Agav, I'm just asking you, as a pshat in the Gemara, right? Have a look at the Gemara in Daf Chof Aleph from a base in Shabbos, when the Gemara speaks about it. Why is that a presum inissa that I have more people, that I publicize to the street how many people live in this household? Okay, that's Agav Akasha to think about. But then, the next stage up is to have a menorah, which counts up the number of days.
Wait, Yanki, if you say if each person lights,
yeah,
ideally you want more lights, but if you have a house of one person, you can't get them to light five menorahs.
Right, but
if you've got a big household, you say each person takes one, it then becomes feasible.
But, yes, but that doesn't even exist, not in Tosfos, not in the Rambam, the idea of everybody lighting their own menorah. We're talking here that the Baal HaBayis either lights one, or if he is the householder in which there are 10 people, then he will light 10. He'll put 10 candles in his window, or 10 candles by the door, and he will light 10, in order to be mefarsim the nes. What's he being mefarsim, really? All he's being mefarsim is that, you know, Baruch Hashem, yeah, unless you say, Baruch Hashem, we survived, and we're still Jewish, and we still have a Jewish family, and I've got 10 people in my family. Is that a pirsum
and issa? On the door for that.
Yeah, is that a pirsum and issa at all? I don't know. I'm not sure. It's a pshat in the Gemara. You have to understand what is the pshat in the Mahadrin, the idea of having one candle per person. Why does a per person in the household? Why is that a pirsum and issa? Okay, that's research to be done. And then we have the next stage, which is having a menorah and counting up. And that communicates, there I understand the pirsum and issa, today is the second day of Hanukkah, today is the last day of Hanukkah. There is a certain element of pirsum and issa in telling people, having a menorah, and that way people know. Says Tosfos, but there's only one menorah. There can only be one menorah. According to the Mahadrin min HaMahadrin, that you're having a menorah and you're lighting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, etc., yeah, the Mahadrin min HaMahadrin says to us, it can only be that the Baal HaBayis is lighting one menorah. So we've left behind the idea of lighting a candle for each person in the household. We've left behind the idea of communicating to the public that there are so many people living in this house. And what we're doing is we're scrapping that and we're doing a different type of Mahadrin, which we call it Mahadrim Nahadrim, which means not one candle in the window, but a menorah in the window, and the menorah counts up. Yeah. Says the Orach HaShulchan, what's pshat in the Tosis? Why does Tosis say that there will only be one menorah? Because logically, I would have said, mitzvah is one candle, mitzvah Mahadrim is one candle per person, Mahadrim and Nahadrim will be a menorah per person. That would seem to be the logical progression going from that. But we've scrapped the idea of having enough, of telling the public how many people live in the house, says Tosfos, and we're only having, the Balabos will only light one menorah for the household, and that's called Mahadrin Min Hamahadrin. Why is that Mahadrin Min Hamahadrin? Says the Orach HaShulchan, because Tosfos thought as follows, that if you have a choice, you can be a Mahadrin man, or you can be a Mahadrin Min Hamahadrin man. What does the Mahadrin do? The Mahadrin lights one candle per person, and the Mahadrin Min Hamahadrin is lighting a menorah. Yeah? Says Tosfos, if you have that choice, yeah, you can either be Mahadrin or you can be Mahadrin Min Hamahadrin, then what happens on the fourth night, let's say? You've got four lights burning in your window. Now, I don't know. Am I passing a Mahadrin man and he's telling me that he's lighting one per person and there are four people living in the house? Or is he a Mahadrin Min Hamahadrin man and he's lighting a menorah? And the menorah has got four. The menorah has four candles because tonight is the fourth night of Hanukkah. In other words, if you had a choice, and it's either the Mahadrin of lighting one per person, or it's the Mahadrin Min Hamahadrin of lighting one menorah, of lighting a menorah and going up, counting up, then yes. So therefore, Tosfos says that if you hold that you're lighting a menorah and you're counting up, let's say on the fourth night, you're lighting four candles, that's scrap the idea, right? That means we've been mevatel the idea of having one per person, and we're having either mitzvah, which is one candle, or Mahadrin Min Hamahadrin, which is a menorah. But the idea, says Tosfos, but in between you can't have. You can't have the option anymore. If you're going to light a menorah, then you can't have the option anymore of lighting one per person, because somebody who sees four candles might think that tonight's the first night, or tonight's the tenth night, or it doesn't matter which night it is, but he's lit one per person in accordance with the Mahadrin. Tomorrow we'll see Belinator that the Rambam argues with the Tosfos, and then we'll come to the Halacha.
Started at the Torahway Northwest London Wednesday, Kofches Cheshvan, 19th November, Rav Mordechai Yosef Karnofsky Shlita, Pachad Yitzchok. This week's Torah is sponsored by family Kleiner Mendelssohn, Achved Simchon, the son of Eli Kleiner, Yo, and Leah Mendelssohn, Shtichye. Custom takes place tomorrow in Mitz Hashem. He wrote in Shvibas, Temuam, Yisrael, the Shem, the Yitzchok, the Lord, the Nishmas, the founder of Yosef. Ben, Reb Shimon, Michal, Svi, Itzkovitz, Zichrono Livracha.
Thank you. Shalom Aleichem, to all those that are here. Shalom Larochit Lakoiv, those that are here, and those that are listening in now or listening later. It's the first time that I'm speaking under new management. Everything should be Lil Nishmosai, pioneered Tayri Way, Northwest London, tremendous chus. Work of every day, 6 days a week, week in, week out, finding people to speak, finding Noshim Chashuvim to speak. Raising a level of learning is a tremendous chus lil nishmosay. We wish his successor, Hatim Chaim Chaim Josh Frankel, lots of hatzlocha in continuing this avodas hakodesh of Torah Way. I'd like to touch on something which perhaps is not so common, but it's much more common than one thinks. We know, let's start off with the Pasuk. The Pasuk says in Pashas, Bolok, Ki miroish tsurim erenu, umigvois ashurenu. Bilam was looking to curse Klal Yisrael, and he was looking at the shiroshim of Klal Yisrael, the roots of Klal Yisrael. And he says as follows, when I look at the roots, Ki miroish tsurim erenu, umigvois ashurenu. The ovis are compared like a tzu, like a rock, and the voice are compared like voice. They are rock, they are foundations. So we know those three ovis Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. We know that Avram's avodah was chesed. And that's easy to identify. We understand there's mountains, parshas in the Torah that describe Avram Avinu's avodah was chesed. Yaakov was midas ha'emes. Yaakov was the amudat Torah. That's also something that we can identify with and we can understand in the Torah's Ma'arich. The difficulty is, when it comes to Yitzchak, what was Yitzchak's avodah? Where do we see in the parasha that the Torah specifies and singles out and explains perhaps to us what Yitzchak avodah is and how we can connect to that? If we want the schus avos and we daven regularly for the schus avos, we mentioned many times schus avos. Schus avos has to be that we can contact, we can connect to them. We have within our genes, in our DNA, we've got schus avos. And we have to tap onto that resource, we have to tap onto that schus avos. So what is Yitzchak? Yitzchak is often referred to as Pachad Yitzchak. It's a pasuk then, Vayetze Pachad Yitzchak. But what way does it show itself? What does it actually mean, Pachad Yitzchak? And what's the avodah? So I'd like to start off with a nekudah in this week's parasha. Something which I feel very strongly about was the Chabad Lusha of my father, Zechar Tzadik Livracha. The whole understanding of Yaakov and Esav. Yitzchak and Rivka had a difference of opinion how to handle Esav. Why they didn't connect to, now this woman says the problem Shalom Bayis, didn't connect with each other and discuss with each other. But the Mefarshim discussed that, the Netzivs, Fasemas, they discussed why Yitzchak and Rivka didn't discuss among each other what to do with Esav. The pasuk says as follows: "Vayeav Yitzchak es Esav kitzayid befiv." Yitzchak loved and had a special feeling of affection towards Esav kitzayid befiv. To pshat merashi, tzayid either means he gave him food to eat, and therefore one thinks and one looks at it as one was used to perhaps from cheder from school. Tzayid befiv, that means he was dependent on him. There was a certain negia towards him. Rivka Yehavis is Yaakov, or the second shot of Rashi, Tzai Befiv. It's a Morganat, he deceived him, he fooled him, thinking that he was more of a tzaddik than he was. And Rivka Yehavis is Yaakov. In our way of thinking, we look at it, Yitzchak, an ultra mensch, he was 123, semi-blind, wasn't nowadays in our language called not in touch. In touch with what's going on. Rivka was more in touch. So Yitzchak thought that Esav went the grace of tzaddik and wanted to give him the brachas. And Rivka understood who he was. And therefore he doesn't deserve the brachas. We have to realize that when we're dealing with the Ovos HaKadoshim, it's a very childish, immature, and perhaps a wrong way of looking at things. We can't. Yitzchak Avinu. So this is Sipona. I will say that's the Aleph base of the parasha, the Sipona. Vayev Yitzchak es Esav, he says Gam es Esav. He also liked Esav. That means he realized that Esav is also something. Afa pishi yoda blei sofik shalei sholem ki Yaakov. He knew without any shadow of doubt that Esav is not the tzaddik like Yaakov Avinu. Ava pishiyota blisovich leisholim ki Yaakov loshnav sepona. Verivka heves as Yaakov levadai. She only liked Yaakov because she understood the riches of Yaakov. That means like this. Of Esav. Let's explain it as follows. Yaakov Yitzchak knew exactly who Esav was, and according to his perception, he was someone you could deal with. Someone that you could try and be makariv, someone that perhaps if he was given some chelik and avodas Hashem, something can become of him. Alam Mefarshim learns a Yisachar Zvulun type of arrangement. Yaakov will sit and learn, and Esav will have the panasa and he'll support Yisachar Zvulun. Rivka understood Esav better. Hikir Barishai, and she knew that if Esav was going to get to Olam Hazeh, he's not going to support the Kehilah. He's not going to support the Olam HaTorah. He's not going to support. So Yaakov needs Olam Hazeh. Perhaps taking it a stage further. Esav had a tremendous chitzenius to himself. That means there were a lot of things that she did. Kibbut Aveim, he had a certain frumkeit of imitating his father, as we find through the parasha. There is a concept of chitzenius moiris apnimius, that a person gets so used to doing something, the chitzenius eventually filters through into his pnimius and wakes up his pnimius, chitzenius moiris apnimius. But that's dafke if I want the pnimius and I'm aiming that way. And then there's a hope and there's a good chance if you're makar such type of person, chitzen meis apnimius. Rivka, and that's what Yitzchok's line of thought was. Rivka understood that Esav is kol kuli chitzenius. And if he's kol kuli chitzenius, he's not aiming for that. Adrabah, he wants everyone to think as a sagrisa tzaddik, as Rashi says later on in the parasha, Esav is compared like a chazir. A chazir sticks out his foot. I'm a kosher. That's where the expression comes from. Poshet lof of a chutzah kosher chazir fislas, as you say. So he tries to, he puts on a show of being a tzaddik, and he wants people to think as a tzaddik of a behemoth. There's plenty to be desired. So Rivka, there was a chilukideus in Yitzchak and Rivka. What is Esav? Why they didn't discuss amongst each other, as I say, the Mephoshim and Tziv, the Sfasemis, they've got Mahalchim, why they didn't discuss amongst each other. But that's the starting point of the parasha. So in other words, like this, Yitzchak had a better impression of Esav than Rivka did. And Yitzchak thought that Epazei, I can handle with Esav, and we can be makar of him, perhaps we can give him the chelik of Olam HaGashmi, in order that should be his contact to Yiddishkeit. And through that, Esav will have his chelik in Avodas Hashem. Now let's look at this pasuk a bit further. The pasuk says, in the middle of the pasuk, the Rebbein Shem was Masavav and everything which Rivka did, she did up in Nevuah. She heard Baruch HaKodesh that Yitzchak had asked Esav to bring him food and therefore to give him the bracha. She looked after Yaakov and told Yaakov to go in. Vayoyim Yitzchak al-Bunai posat chof. Maze mehatalim sabini hazit, you came so quick today. Vayoyim, it says as follows, Hikra Hashem al-Kechol al-Fonai. He kashem on the kechel of one night that was a bunch of was masaviv that I should find the deer quicker than usual on that time here. Vayayim Yitzchak el Yaakov. So Yitzchak said, Yaakov, shonav amush chubani, let me tap you on. Something strange here. So Rashi says, Oma belibay, ein derech esav li shem shemayim shog b'fiv. That's not Esav's language. Shem on the kechel. And if it's not Esav's language, he smelt a rat. He smelt that there was something in the matter here. It doesn't fit. Shonova ha'atos abnei Esav imloi. He asked him, he felt him. Yitzchak felt there was something wrong here. That's not Esav's language. Hashem l'kech l'fonai. It's afraid the Ramban. That since Yitzchak had the understanding, he was don chavschus. He felt Esav was something to reckon with. Nochanama, he wasn't a Yaakov. Far from being a Yaakov. But he had some redeeming factors and he had enough Ptusha, he had enough Chitzenius, that through that, one can be Makar of him. So why did he automatically think, in Shem Shemar Shavar HaPiv, it can't be there's something in the matter over here. So if it's the Ramban. So Maral says Pshat in Guaria. Basically, it's based on the Shnigan Ramban himself. Zotazai, he felt the ace of Zazat Tzaddik, or enough of a Tzaddik, let's put it this way, that he's careful about using the Shem Shemaim. I'll read out the Loshna Maral. Ho your ace of Nizher, Shlil Haske Shem Shemaim, the Shnigan Ramban. So Maral develops that further. Ki oyved me yiras Hashem yizboach, as ein a maske shmoy loylom. Ki misyori. Mipnei shemitas Yitzchak hayokein pachad Yitzchak, voim fachay tomi b'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, vohu mita gedoyle lemoyt hayoyev seisof. Explain pshat maral. Pachad Yitzchak means Yitzchak had a gewaltige mita of Yira. Pachad Yitzchak. Yira means I realize the Rabbeinu Shlomo a gewaltige Yir Shemayim. I don't just throw around words. I don't stop mentioning the Rebbeinu Shem's name when it's not necessary. And I try and avoid mentioning the Rebbeinu Shem's name as Yira. Pachad Yitzchak. Memela, he felt that if Esav, according to his way of understanding, which the Rebbeinu Shem wanted him to think that way, that the book should come about in this way. So he felt that if Esav's not Shem Shemayim Shogur, then the Sibbe is as Pachad. And Yitzchak could identify Faket. If anything, he saw that Esav was going in his footsteps of this Pachad Yitzchak of being careful not to mention Shem Shemayim for nothing. So maybe the ain Shem Shemayim Shogal Piv, which Yitzchak detected in Esav, he looked at it as in the schools, it was done with schools, that since he's got so much Yir Shemayim, he's careful not to mention the Rebbeinu Shem's name more than necessary. Ki oivet mi yiru ein amaskes shmoi, ki misyorim ne shmoi agodl, v'nivl mi ponov. And that was Yitzchak's middle pachad Yitzchak. The Meili felt himself connected, and because of that, he was Oivis Esav. He saw a tchun in Esav, which he could identify with, which he felt close to. And the Meili felt that Esav was like his Yoyish Ruchni in the singing of pachad Yitzchak. It's a new insight into the parasha. But the chelik I want to take out of this parasha, I think, is very important. We mentioned the Rebbeinu Shem's name tens and tens of times in Tefillah. We know there's an idea that one has to be careful, one just has an idea. Shem Shemayim Levatol is Adov HaChomur. Ibn Yonin discusses in Shai Tshuva, Shem Shemayim Levatol is Go HaChomur de Kazach. Zegmon Nadorim. Moses is Nadorim. Zainam and Beis. Kol mokim shas kos Hashem mitzuya shamani is mitzuya. Where Shem Shemayim is mitzuya, that means Shem Shemayim levatola. Then there's anius. Why? Says the Ran. Nedom Zainam and Beis. The pasuk says, "Bekol amokim shas kis shmi ovelech ve'articha." Whenever you mention the Rebbeinu Shem's name, then ovelech there's brocha. Says the Ran. If the Pasuk tells us Haskor Shem Shemayim in the right way, maybe Brocha V'Oisha, Haskor L'Shav Goyim Anius. It's Goyim Anius. So in other words, Shem Shemayim L'Vatol is Adov
HaChomur. Is it Brocha Anius?
No, when you mention it L'Toiv and you do it in the proper way, then it's Goyim Brocha. It's maybe Brocha. So Miklal Lahen at the Shemayim Lav, if Shem Shemayim L'Vatol is Goyim Anius. There's another Gemara, Chesam the Beis. V'zochel chem yirei shmi shemesh tzedakah. Toba loset. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam will give out shemesh tzedakah. Ma'api b'chnafel, which is going to heal. Eilu b'nei odom shem yireim lohitz shem shemayin v'atole. Then the shemesh tzedakah ma'api. It's our refua. Yirei shmi, they've got a yirei shemayim, not just do avayas. There's a year of Shemayim of not mentioning the Rebbeinu Shem's name Levatola. So Shem Shemayim Levatola is Adov HaChomur. It's a very interesting observation. There's a sefer called Nishmas Chaim from Reb Chaim Berlin, the son of the Netziv. The Rav of Moscow, but in Sefer Yom if you live in Yerushalayim. So he writes a very interesting observation. He says like this, that everyone's makpid when they say Ashrei Tilul David when it comes to Pesach Yodecha, to daf mechavim sein. Shulchan Aruch, that's menon aleph. One should be mechavim. So he says, L'dayti, there's many more psukim in Ashrei, it should be mechavim. Every time you say the Rebbeinu Shem's name, Gadol Hashem Mehul HaMoed, Tzadik Hashem Chol Drochov, you mentioned the Rambam's name. It's much more important to be mechaben those psukim. Das versteht mechaben, to be mechaben in Beseches Yodachem means, even though there's no Shem Hashem there, you should also be mechaben. Aber warte, when any psukim where it's got the Shem Hashem, darf mechaben sein. Or there's a vada difference between Shem Shemayim Levatole and Shem Shemayim Shalibikavona. The Svoim, the Svoim talk about the fact that even Shem Shemayim Shalibikavona is not mamash as Chomos Levatole, but it's got an element of Levatole. When I mention the Rabban Shem's name, the Cholapoch is being aware, I'm speaking about the Rabban Shalim. Stop for a second, who am I speaking about? I'm speaking about the Rabban Shalim. So loy mi boy Hashem Shemayim Levatole. I wasn't sure, did I say the bracha? Didn't I say the bracha? Did I say the right bracha, etc.? But even when one says brachas, I'm tens and tens of times say the Shem Hashem. I've added some apeicha fast, that every time you say the Shem Hashem, stop and think. But L'chol HaPor is getting used to a few times a day, certain brachas, certain parts of Shemun Esser. There's a whole similar Shulchan Aruch, what to be mechavan in the Shem Hashem. Shem, Yud Kevovke, Elukim, but L'chol HaPor is being aware I'm saying the Shem Hashem. Stop and pause for half a second. I'm saying the Shem Hashem. So says Reb Chaim Berlin, people are makbid about Pesach Yedecha. Perhaps the thing is to do with Panosach, weiss was. The makbid Pesach Yedecha. Zog to Pesach Yedecha, it's got a tikkun. You didn't say Pesach Yedecha, you say it a second time. But if you say the other psukim shalei bekavona, then there's no tikkun to it, and it's much more chomor. Chai Odom, and Sova Shish Avoida, bring a maisa shahoyah. Pacht. Chayodim is in Klal Hei. So Shavoidi quotes a Maisa. There was a Yid. Go Agrisa Tam Tchochem. And when he died, and when he had the best in Shomayla, there was a Kulirash Godel. Panu Mokim. Tzadik is a Nifta. And no Mekabal in Mekovit Godel. They gave him a Sefer Torah and they asked him, what's the stomach I'm going to? So he went through all Tariq mitzvahs. Who's made? All the malochim that came about through those mitzvahs came to me mekabel upon him. Aber Shulchan Aruch, weiter derselbe. And they asked him, were you careful about Shem Shemayim about Allah? He didn't answer. So they called Eidus, all the malochim, Nevushim Shechirim, and were made that many times he said, Tfilah Shleba Kabona. So when I answered, Tumlin Bezna Shaman, what do we do? So they gave him a brayer order to go to Gehenim for a short time, or Gilgul, both were in Gehenim. So Chayodim brings down this mice and Klal Hei, Lehaliv Leva Shemim, that we should be aware what it means, Shem Shemayim Vatola, what it means, Shem Shemayim Shleba Kabona. As I say, to transform ourselves, to change from 1 minute to the next, is difficult. L'chol HaPor is getting ourselves used to stopping for a second. I'm saying the Shem Hashem. Looking at it the other way around, how much Yir Shamayim we can get. We know that Yir Shamayim is the Yisayid of everything. It's the Yisayid of all mitzvahs. V'at Hashem l'kech mo Hashem, v'at Yisrael mo Hashem l'kech Hashem imichkim l'yiro. This is a famous Gemara in Brochus. Sorry, Menochus. That the Gemara says in Menachos, Chayev Adam Levoch Mei Brachos B'chol Yom. Person B'chuit to say 100 Brachos every day. Shneem Avat Yisrael Mo Hashem Lekecho Kim Liyiro. Al Tikka Mo El Meyo. It's a Santa Chazal. There's many times it says Mo. Why does it on this Pasuk? So there's an interesting Rambam. The Rambam Peik Aleph Mehilchus Brachos Halacha Gimel Dalet. The Rambam says of three sets of Brachos. There's a Bichas Hanenin. When you partake of food, you have some mazoinas, a shakel, beriagofen, birsanem, then you've got birsamitzes. Then there's other brochas, which the Rambam calls birchas shevach vahido bakosha. So the Rambam's loshen zazim pekal vahlochigimu. Brocha is rabbis tiknu chazal der shevach vahido bakosha. Why? Why was Sam sakin brochas? And we should realize that most of the 100 brochas come under that category. All the brochas of Shemun Esser, 3 times 1957, all Bichas Hashacha, all comes under this heading of Hoidor, Der Shevach, Hoidor, Bakosha. Favos, Kedei Liske Es Habayre Tomid Olyirim Imenu. So it's in Rambam.
in order Zechiras Hashem, I'm aware I'm saying the Shem Hashem, I'm aware I'm speaking about the Rabbi Shalom, and I'm speaking to the Rabbi Shalom. So through that we come to Yira. Shteitz in Rambam, the Mefarshim explained, the Mekor the Rambam is this Gemara. Chazal were looking for ways to help us to come to Yir Shamayim. Yir Shamayim is the side of everything. From Chazal Masakim, then we Masakim Brochas. By saying a Brocha, we're speaking to the Rabbi Shalom, about the Rabbi Shalom. And we have to feel the Shavisa Hashem Negdi Somed, I'm speaking to the Rabbi Shalom. So that creates Yir Shamayim. So Shem Shamayim, about Tolish Shalom, Kavon is a Dov Chomun. We're mentioning the Rabbi Shalom's name. We're using the Rabbi Shalom's name, which is there to help us in Yir Shamayim. And there's no Yir Shamayim there. So the Pachad Yitzchak of Yitzchak was to be careful of Shem Shamayim. To try and avoid, I've only thought about the Rabbi Shalom, Sadov Aposhad, but not time to throw the words around. Mameli, he felt that when Esav wasn't using the Shem Shamayim, that was Al Chashivas of Yir Shamayim. Liskis Abayel Yirim meant to come to Yir Shamayim through mentioning the Shem Hashem. There's another interesting observation in Tefillah. We speak directly to the Rabbi Shem, second person, you. It's not Derech Eretz. You say, what does the Rav say? What does the Rebbe say? What does the Magid Shia say? What does, sometimes you mention his name, you don't say you. It's not Derech Eretz. So to the Rabbi Shalom, Baruch Ata Hashem. I once made a cheshbon. In Shemoneh Esrei itself, we speak Beloshon Noichach, second person, about 80 times in Shemoneh Esrei.
80?
Yeah, about 80 times. Let's take a bracha like Moedim. Moedim Anachnu Loch, Sha'atahu, Noide Lecho, Sapit Elosecho, Achinam Sum Yodecho, Shemoneh Esrei Nabkudiz Loch, so weiter. I once made a cheshbon, I think it was on a chain journey once. So I made a cheshbon over 80 times. You mentioned that we speak to the Rabbi Shalom. Where's the Derech Eretz? So I came across, I once saw a Yalkut in Tilim Tezayin. Rav was masakin to say Boruch Ato. There's a Matbea Brocha, Shem Malchus, Rav added Ato. Why? Lekayim Shvisa Hashem Nedisomit. So in other words, Rav felt we can, so to speak,
fulfill.
Be my kindness, that means we're compromising to a certain extent, if you want to say the chashivas of the cover that we should give to Rabbi Shalom. But if through that it helps us to feel that we're standing in the Rabbi Shalom's presence and we're speaking to the Rabbi Shalom, it's kadai. And Shekhnes Akdarim was in the second event. So Rav was in Megalitas, it was at the corner of Rav. The Kaim Shvis Hashem Negi Summit. So if we use that, then through that to become more aware of the Rabbi Nishalaylam than Adrabba, then it's kedai to compromise on the covered of speaking to the Rabbi Nishalaylam, Loshan Neichach, you, because we inculcate it within ourselves, Yir Shamayim. If a person is Shalayba Kavona, or the Levatola, then faket. We're not coming to the Yir Shamayim, and we're compromising the Rabbi Nishalaylam's covered as I got to Yavla. So when we're going back to the beginning, the others are Yishroshim. And each one of the others was Mashish and Klal Yisrael, brought into the very fiber of Klal Yisrael, the DNA of Klal Yisrael, and our genes, Gvisa Koichas. Avraham was Chesed, Yaakov was Torah, Yaakov was Midas Emes. As we see in this week's Pasha, next week's Pasha, Yaakov's Elichkeit. But now in Pasha's told us when we're concentrating on Yitzchak, Pachad Yitzchak, this idea, this yisoid of being aware of Gadlus Abayah Yir Shamayim, and Mamela specifically Benegeya to this area of how we mention the Rebbeinu's name. It's a schus and a cover to mention the Rebbeinu's name. And when we do it in the proper way, in Chazal, then there's Brocha. Chomoka Mashaski Shmi Ovelech Ve'achticha. We want Brocha. We want the Shemesh Stokam Apich Nafel. So many people need Yeshua's. Shemesh Stokam Apich Nafel. Eile B'nei Odom, that's Yireim, that's what Yir Shamayim when they mention the Shem Hashem. We want the Brocha. Chas HaSholem, no one wants the opposite, as Ran says, that if Brocha brings, if Brocha B'Kavona brings about Yeshua's and brings about Brocha, then the Hepoch brings Anias, Chas HaSholem, another ancient. So it's perhaps a new idea
But as I say, it's something which we have to incorporate. Men in the brochas, l'chola pochas, stage one of being aware, I'm saying the Shem Hashem. And then mipam lepam thinking, whether it's in Shema, whether it's the first brochah Shemoneh Esrei, as the Rosh says, those that learned in Gates, remember Chaschaim La Rosh, that even if you can't be mechavan the ganz tefillin l'chol apos in Shema, and the first brochah Shemoneh Esrei, what the Shem Hashem is, vei bekitzas asim shchunosim and hey, Hashem is that Adon HaKol, the Rosh is the boss of the world, hoy hoy v'yeh, past, present, and future. The Gon is Mekel, and that's Mishmur's Mechir, like the Gro, that's accepting Shema. It's just good enough to think that Adon HaKol, the way you read it, not the way it's written. Elukim means that Rabbi from the Tak, all powerful one, the Baal HaKoichas is in charge of everything, Baal HaKoichas Kulam is capable of doing everything. Elukim means we associate ourselves with the Rabbi Jem. We recognize that in the special Ashkoch Mechetz for Klal Yisrael. Asim Shchonoch, Kavonis HaShemes. But L'chol HaPoch, getting ourselves used to stopping for a second to think, I'm saying the Shem Hashem now. Who am I speaking to? What am I doing? There's many halachas in tefillah. I've covered over this piece of paper to remind to finish at 9 o'clock. I haven't covered. We have to stop now. But to do things when we're saying brochas. Rashi, there's a Tazen Shukhanosim and Kuvtzadi. That's an Indian doing a mitzvah bekeri. The deal whether you can walk when you're saying brochas, or doing things when we're saying brochas. It's very far-reaching, and there's many things which are negaya to this yisayid. If we realize what it means saying a brocha, we're speaking to the Rabban Shalem, we're praying the Rabban Shalem, we're trying to tap on to the resource of brocha, the makayr of brocha. If Baruch Atah Hashem is, we're acknowledging the Rabban Shalem is the makayr from brocha, then we have to tap on to that. So the more we realize that we're speaking to the Rabban Shalem about the Rabban Shalem, that's tackling the makayr of brocha, we should all be zeicha to be part of this yirei shmi and be zeicha the Shem is talking about Bechnofe Agmonik.
The master, he wants to give him the cash to the block.